Now, get nice and comfortable, and listen once more to the sound of my voice. Every word I say. Relax. You're in a safe place with me. I'm glad to have you here, because it means we can play for a little while. You're just what I'm looking for. You, throbbing, heart. The potential is in you. All the sensation in your body becomes a little more muted, except what's between your legs. That's how it feels to hear my voice, isn't it? More relaxed, and further from the everyday. More into the realm of shared relaxation. The place we go together. And if your hardness teases you, if the way you start to feel a little hot makes your balls swell with need, makes your length so rigid it might eagerly slap up into your belly, well, that's to be expected. You asked me here, after all. You wanted me here to tease and inform, to train and tempt, the temptation of getting off, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to turn all my attentions to doing just what you asked me here to do. It's impossible for you to claim you didn't know. You know. This isn't the first time we've been in this situation. I offering the temptation. You willingly putting yourself in the line of it. Knowing that your hard cock is going to throb, drip, and surrender for me. Or maybe you'll hold out this time. Imagine what I'll do to you. Imagine every alluring description, just how hard you're going to get while you pump yourself. For me, with me, under my influence. This is all about how hard and dripping you can get, how your balls might tense up against the base of your cock, and how your eager arousal would be obvious to anyone, any woman wrapped around that firm, needy length. It's so hard and eager, anyone who saw it would know just how horny you are. I do. And I mean, I'll admit it. I'm aroused too. We are here in this moment, together. There's only honesty about that. I'm gonna have you work your cock for me. Work it to the very limit. Reach down and touch. But you know our challenge, you know our game. You asked for it, asked for a second installment, and I'm gonna make it even better than the original. I'm gonna make it even more compelling. You're gonna know exactly what I want you to do, what I need you to feel. And you're gonna know I'm out here turned on, thinking of you. Stud cock in your hand so hard. Trying, resisting, holding back. But there are rules to this game. I set the game. I establish the challenge. Your challenge is to listen. And no matter what I say, avoid climax. You must hold back from coming. Now, of course, most of the time, your hard stud cock is pretty close to coming anyway. But when you hear my voice, when I incite and invite you. It's hard to resist a challenge, and your pumping, hardened cock sees no need to resist anyway. The rule of the game is, I will say anything, do anything, employ minor deceptions, employ small, pleasurable images. I will incite you. I will remind you of how aroused I am as well. And I will get you to the very edge. And then tempt you to cross over. Invite you to cross over. Of course, your hard cock's natural instinct is to go for climax. And the stud part of you, the virile, thick part of you where your cock can be tempted into getting hard just by walking around. Just by doing any movement at all. You're constantly aware of that hardness tied into your virility, your desire. into the horny part of your brain that wants to breed, fuck, feel, experience every pleasure your cock can offer. So that's the game. Avoid climax. You could take the boring, simple route. Leave your hands by your sides. When I ask you to visualize something, when I ask you to consider something, when I talk dirty, when I tell you about how I'm horny, when I bring to mind fucking, filling, all the lustful, instinctive things your stud cock wants to do, just push them out of your brain and carry on without them. This is both the easiest challenge in the world to win and the easiest challenge to lose. You can win just by leaving your hands by your sides. When I give you alluring imagery, when I talk about the thick pulse of your cock and the way that you just get a little blank when you think of fucking deeply into a wet, squeezing, needy pussy, when you think of jerking it, stroking it hard, becoming locked into, thinking about your cock, that hard length, the way your juices drip down it, the way stroking it makes pleasure, go right into your head. You can even ignore the way I get turned on talking about it. Do that and you're sure to win. There's no way you'd come if you just laid here for the entire session, with your hands by your sides, and your cock maybe a little hard, but ignoring all those delicious images I offer. But to extract fun from this session, what you need to do is get a little bit into it. And then to win my game, refrain from going over the edge. Maybe you'll stroke yourself one, or two, or three, or four times and then stop. And let that delicious thrill up your spine, that locked-in hardness across your shaft and your hand, trail away. Then you start to seek it again, maybe a little bolder, one, and two, and three, and four, and five, and I am going to give you the delicious offer of pleasure. I will guide your self-stimulation. I will give you images, temptations, even commands. I will do anything I can think of to make you come, make you spurt, and I'll remind you of how hard and horny your cock is. I'll remind you, stud, that you want to fuck. Want to fill, to flood, to feel the wet squeeze of a needy pussy around your shaft, to feel your cock fucking a wet, willing sex as deep as it can take you, to hear her moans in your ear, feel her body against you, nipples perked up, to hear me aroused just imagining it. So there it is. That's the rules, that's the conditions, that's the idea, that's the potential. You have to choose which route you'll take through this challenge. Leaving your hands by your sides, ignoring every temptation, or skirting as close as you can to the edge, and then staying, holding back, even if I have your mind convinced and imagining a wet, dripping, needy, receptive sex that wants to be bred by your hard cock. She wants to wrap her arms around you, run her nails down your back, moan in your ear, begging, eyes rolling back. Entire body as fixated and focused on your hard length as you are. So that's the challenge. Whatever I do to tempt you, enjoy it, but not too much, even if your stud instincts say something else. To accept, all you've got to do is keep listening. To accept, all you've got to do is let my voice in, but not too much. It's all right to do some things, but just remember, in a moment I will count down from 3 to 1. After that, I have one objective, and only one, and that is for you to come, for you to spurt hot and blank and needy, to let your cock squirt and your mind get lost in the lust of your body, to feel you coming, climaxing, unusually hard and firm and hot. 3, 2, 1. Hear my voice Feel your entire body locked in. You know what I'm doing now. I gave you a chance to turn back. Then again, you also had a chance to resist. You had a long time to try. Now you're here. It's okay for your hands to go between your legs. It's all right to start stroking your hard cock, to think of wet lips surrounding it, of my voice enticing you. I want you hard. I want you hot and dripping. I'm visualizing the dripping of pre-cum down your cock, the way you get horny and turned on, and almost spurt just from thinking about it. Your hard cock, pulsing, rigid, ready, throbbing, irresistible. Hear my voice, let it in. Let yourself go over the edge. Let it pulse. Pulse, it has your heartbeat in it, but it also has every horny thought in your brain dwelling there. All the parts of you that get a little quieter when you're hypnotized. All the parts of you that drift away. They take up residence in your cock, making it heavy and hot. The length of your penis from the head to the base. The entire shaft, the balls, the frenulum, that little muscle underneath. All of it together makes you hot. You get to feel it in your hand. You might seldom think about it, but now you're acutely aware of the length of your shaft, the way that it's painted with your juices, the way it might be painted with warm, sucking lips. With a wet, welcoming pussy, deeply fucked, thrusting as deep as you can go, until your mind leaks out of your cock too, 'cause all your thoughts are in there, heavy, hot, blank, deep, trapped in the pleasure of your own body taking over, filling you up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to think about your pleasure, and I'm going to make it more and more, going to make it mine, going to make you filled up with heat. Studding, rutting, fucking, thrusting. Feel your cock, be aware of it, pulse with it. You want to. You want me to. And I'm going to. Gonna take you to the very limit. Gonna help you come. It'll be so good, too. If you're coming with my voice helping you. If you're coming with my images in your head. It's gonna be better. More intense. Than if you were just doing it on your own. That's the pleasure you can extract from this exercise. That's what you can get out of this. Hear my voice and stroke yourself. Touch, stimulate, squeeze, do things you wouldn't normally. Imagine it's me guiding your hand. Or any horny feminine presence that wants to feel you coming. Wants to feel you spurting your brain out of your cock. Hard, needy dick in your hand. Stroke it, rub your thumb over the head. Rub the little part at the base of the head where the flesh dips a little, the bottom part of that mushroom-shaped tip of your cock. Rub there. Feel that unusually sensitive ring of tissue there. Rub your finger all around it. Get your pre-cum spread out, nice and slick and sticky. Closer and closer every second. Hotter, harder, getting horny. Your balls are churning with cum. It wants to spurt, to squirt up the shaft and just billow out of the head, to paint the inside of some willing, slick sex as you feel soft thighs wrapped around your hips, as you grip her breasts, run your fingers down her back, squeeze some willing, needy, aching, fertile presence over your cock, fill it deep. And you know, if you're horny, if you're hot, if you're hard enough, your cock will be hot inside. And the cum that spurts out will be hotter, hotter still. She'll be able to feel it inside. Usually, a pussy cannot feel the hot, thick spurting of your ropes of cum inside. But if your cock is hot, and her insides are slick and wet enough, the heat of your pooling cum will be spread to her body. She'll know all about it. Her eyes will go wide, her hair will toss, her mouth hang open in dribbles of willing, aching need, drool running down her chin as she groans and bucks, her pussy squeezing like a sleeve, milking every inch of your shaft, until all you can do is spurt. Until all you can do is let go, deep within her, squirting, pumping, pulsing, see that image. Know that I want you to come, want you to squirt, want you to blank out, do nothing but spurt and fuck and feel one and two and three stroking, stimulating, teasing, one and two and three, trapped in the pleasure of your own cock, edging right up to the edge, but you remember my bet, my challenge, you will hold out, even if it means you have to let your hands fall slack by your sides, even if it means you have to hold back from a climax that is oh so very near, even if it means you must resist what is imperative, instinctive, aching through every inch of your pulsing cock that is so hard its tip is slapping against your stomach, so hard that when you grip it in your hand it tries to push free, tries to just escape from your grasp. Too hard, too hot, rigid, you can feel every vein pulsing, your heartbeat pumping in your rigid member, your stud cock, your entire brain is in that heavy, hard, hot cock, it feels weighty in your hand, significant, you know that with my voice flowing and your mind relaxing, you will feel more of the pleasure than before, feel more of the sensation than you normally would. You're gonna pulse, you're gonna pump, you're gonna come yourself blank and silly and empty, gonna come yourself to the brink, feeling the strength, the muscular aching need deep in your cock, stroking, pulsing, pumping, squirting, blank, empty stud brain, full, throbbing stud cock, there to fulfill, there to fuck, there to fill, there to feel juices wetly flowing down your shaft as you fuck deep enough to make that squelching, sexual, obscene sound fill the air. The scent of sex and the ache for needy pleasure. The way you want to fill, fulfill, you want to come, want to feel that grip all around you. It gets harder and harder to tell where your mind ends and your cock begins. Maybe you've already come and you just don't know. Maybe your mind is filling in the blanks, making you think you're still stroking, stroking, pulsing. One, two, three, stroke. One, two, three, warm waves of pleasure. And if pleasure is still distant, don't you want it to be closer? Wouldn't you love to go right over the edge? You're already headed there anyway. Listen to my voice. Feel it insinuate its way into your mind. Feel your body. One, two, three, pulse. One, two, three, pulse. Your cock pulsing, pumping, sparking, sending pleasure into your brain. A pleasure of your own making, your own design. After all, you asked it here. You wanted to feel this. You brought yourself here. And now you just have to live with it. Live with that pleasure in your brain as you sink deeper. Live with the way that your shaft pulses. Imagine a woman leaning against you, another behind, pressing her breasts into your back, her hands trailing down, pumping your cock, lining it up with the wet, needy sex of the one in front of you, grabbing, gripping, growling out her need in your ear, riding your cock in the moment you're inside, hands roaming over your body, especially focused on the head and shaft below, and then the wet, squeezing heat, the need of it. You want to be tempted in this fashion. You came here. The desire is inside you, and the stud desire to come is there too. The delicate balance of your mind and body as you try to hold out. Every bit of you is caught up in your cock, rigid shaft, stroked three and two and one, feeling that buildup of muscular pressure at the base. You want your back to arch, you want your cock to spurt, envisioning a warm, wet, willing, needy sex wrapped around it. Just makes it even more tempting. You want to come, the needy look in her eyes, the wet ache, the desire. Desire to be filled, fucked, cummed in, used as a receptacle for your cock, shaft, needy, balls clenched, mind leaking out of you. You are your cock right now, hands drifting between your legs, pulsing, pumping, endless, needless. Anything except pleasure is needless because you are floating toward the point of irresistibility. You have a normal amount of resistance to stimulation, to arousal, to pleasure. You use it to function everywhere else, but here with me, you can just be as horny and depraved as you want to be, as wonderfully pleasured, as deeply aroused, to the point that one stroke, one touch, one sliding insertion would make you spurt because your cock has been conditioned into the virile, swollen, needy, horny thing it is now. You are the kind of person who thinks in stud terms. You think of fucking, think of filling, think of coming, and trying to hold back means your cock will be tempted more. Because when you resist, when you hold back, you just draw more attention to what you're doing. The sensitivity inside your brain that drips down into your system is as much chemical as it is anything else. It's there, shuddering, gasping, needy, imagining the slide of desire, where at first you have a lot of it, but then you try to clench your body, try to hold back, try to resist, try to keep the base of your cock tightly taut, try to keep yourself from spurting, and closer. Closer, closer. The more you hold back, the more you keep it tense, the harder it is, the harder your cock is, and the harder it is to hold that feeling in. It wants to be felt, wants to be filling your brain, and even though you try to keep things in balance, you use a little more energy each time, holding out. You stroke once, and again, and again, your hand warmly wrapped around your rigidness. You feel the pleasure rising again and again, more and more. And as you approach that brink, you have to ask yourself, is it really worth holding out? You don't even win anything if you win, but if you lose, you get to feel everything. Get to feel that enhanced pleasure with my voice humming along in your ear, telling you stroke your cock, work your cock, move that rigid dick until all there is your spurting oblivion. Stroke and stroke, drip and drip. The base of your cock, squeeze it. Feel it. Feel how thick and warm it is. Imagine how it would feel buried inside of a willing, needy pussy. Imagine how good it would feel for that pussy wrapped around you, spread open. And if you thrust your hips strong and hard, then your thighs will slap against hers, bringing the sound of flesh and the wet dripping of it all. And you would feel yourself rubbing against that warm clit, her clit, which is dripping with her juices, your cock deep inside her, the two of you together, you hilted, she squeezing, squeezing, wrapping her arms around your shoulders, trying to draw you in, purring her need, her desire into your ear, tempting you, tempting herself, talking herself up, making herself as turned on as you are, pushing that feeling into you, pushing the oblivious need, the way you've tried to hold out, tried to push it back, tried to feel nothing but pleasure, 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 the aching, eternal buzz of your cock demanding more stimulation. As the chemical drip in the back of your brain gets stronger and stronger, you can feel every inch of your sweating, dripping, sticky shaft. You can feel every bit of your brain leaking away. Your cock is hard. Your cock is hot. Endlessly pleasurable. You can feel it, your mind leaking into that cum which will soon spurt out, soon leave you empty, your balls emptying themselves, imagining emptying into a wet, squeezing, welcoming pussy. Your cock was already so worked up, your shaft, your balls, the tip, every bit of it, every vein, every pulsing inch of your hardened length is now already too worked up to do anything but spurt, squirt, blankly let out what your brain has wanted all along. After all, you do want it. If you win, you get nothing. If you lose, you get the pleasure, the buzz, the spurt, the squirt, the temptation, and you get to know. You get to know what it feels like. Hey, think about it this way. If you give in now, if you squirt for me, spurt for me, stroke your cock, pump it as hard as you ever have, masturbate frantically, and then squirt your cum, next time you'll know what the pleasure's like. Wouldn't that reduce the temptation? If you know what the pleasure's like, then the mystery goes away. If you know what the pleasure's like, then maybe next time you'll be able to hold out. So if you're really interested in winning, the best thing for you to do would be to give in, stroke your cock, work the shaft, rub your thumb over it. Use both hands if you can, massage your balls with one. Do other things too, clench your ass over and over. Feel the way it makes your cock buzz, all those wonderful pelvic floor muscles. Hear my voice, let it ring in your mind, reminding you that a stud's purpose is to spurt, to squirt, to let your cum flow. Feel wet heat. If you could feel the wet heat of a woman squeezing her pussy around you, if you could feel her purring in your ear, telling you she wants you to fuck, to thrust, to feel her wet juices squirt all over your length because she's just too aroused to think and because you're thrusting deeply. Making the juices that have formed lubricating her pussy squirt out around your cock because of how hard and deep you thrust. And every time you do, she squeezes a little more. And every time you do, her mind seems to leak out a little more too. She's just like you. There. Caught in the moment, caught in the fucking, the rutting, the hot, hard oblivion of a moment where all there is the knowledge that you have used too much energy to hold out. And after all, if you come hard for me, squirt hard for me, hot, hard, dripping, you'll know what waits on the other side of that wonderful climax. Won't that make it easier to win this challenge next time? Won't you find it even easier to resist every command, to set aside every idea, to just leave your hands by your sides and refrain from touching your shaft? If you listen and give in this time, you can win next time. If you listen and let the pleasure that starts in your cock take over your whole body, including your frantically pumping, pulsing hands, you can give in to me. You can listen to me. You can let it take you over. Pulse, pulse. Wouldn't that be what you want? Isn't that what you wanted when you started, when you set all this up? Listening to my voice, feeling my will, my desire, my need flow over you. I need you hot for me. Stroke for me, touch, slide your hand between your legs, work yourself into a frenzy. Feel every inch of it as you pump with one hand, squeeze your balls lightly with the other, feel the churning vitality. Your cock is a cock more sensitive than others. Your length makes you feel better, hotter, harder, hornier, you are more able. And therefore a little more inclined to let yourself come, let yourself spurt, explore this part of pleasure, because it will also come with the memory, the thought, the ache, the need of this moment. You, with my voice purring in your ear, encouraging you every step of the way, come for me, spurt for me, let go, let everything squirt out, come for me. Come hard for me. Let my voice in. Let your body squirt, spurt, blankly, constantly squirting every thought out. Your entire cock hard, horny, heavy, weighed down by the need between your legs. Come for me. Come for me. Imagine a wet, squeezing sex, a willing, purring, then moaning, then pleading voice. She wants you. Wants you to come, wants you to spurt, to fill her, to breed her, to fulfill her with your long, hard, squirting cock in her. So you can feel every bit of her squeezing wet need, the warmth all around you, the dripping of your cum oozing out, blankly oozing out, preparing to squirt, thick, warm, filling, fulfilling, marking, claiming, feeling. Against you, around you, on you, all over you, hot, wet, deep need. Slide your hands between your legs, stroke your cock. A stud cock is always ready to come, after all. The part of you that instinctively knows and needs and feels, the way your hard-on feels, the way you love temptation. You love to have your cock tempted. Isn't this moment impossible to pass up? The moment your hard, pumping, pulsing cock is tempted by my voice, and by the imagined image, the feeling, the warmth, the temptation, the description, a wet, squeezing sex around your shaft, milking it, working it, making it come so much closer to squirting, making it come so much closer to spurting every thought you have out. squirting, filling, emptying yourself into that wet, squeezing, pumping, pulsing need. Your entire cock is warm, dripping. Grip it with your hand, work your shaft, explore every inch of it, feel every inch of it. You're getting closer and closer because your stud cock is easily excited, and because you've used so much energy holding out from fucking, from coming so far. But there's a certain exercise I might invite you to do, a certain something you might do. One drip at a time, one spurt at a time, one thrust of your hips into a wet, needy sex at a time. Grip your hand around your cock. Grasp the shaft. Momentarily, I'm going to ask you to do something that might make it very hard to hold out from coming. Something your special, hard, needy stud cock is especially vulnerable to. Something you are vulnerable to because of the temptation of it all. So if I have you thrust into your hand, if I have you move your hips again and again, if I have you fuck thrusting, if I emphasize just how hard your cock is in your hand, how your attention is being drawn to it, even over the images of seductive women, even over my voice, think about your cock, think about pumping it, think about pulsing it, think about it. Focus on that length and all the pleasure it can bring you, will bring you, must bring you. I'm going to tempt you one final time, and maybe you'll win. Or maybe you'll give in. Maybe you'll hold out. Or you'll be squirting mindlessly for me, spurting your very thoughts out into your hand. That's just the world you're in. One possibility or the other. You're going to have to try to hold out as I have you thrust, thrust, stroke your cock by thrusting your hips against it, pumping, pumping, trying to hold back, imagining a wet, needy pussy, and the wet ache, the heat, the dripping, the squeezing. Visualize it isn't needed. Instead, you can just hear my words, appreciate them as what they are, seductive, dirty talk intended for you, Tom. You'll get to come with my voice in your brain. Get to come with my temptations on your mind. What else would you need? And do you really want to pass up the chance? The chance to be instructed as you masturbate, as you come for me, as my voice leads you along. You want that, don't you? You want to come with that in your head, my voice, your will fading under the influence of my voice as you fuck deep. And hot. Good. That's what you're gonna get anyway. And maybe you'll resist. But again, you're gonna be even better at this if you give in. And the temptation will be there regardless. When your cock is this hard and easy to tempt, it's hard to avoid. Using a lot of energy to keep from touching it. A lot of resistance, a lot of pull away. But you're feeling just as powerful a pull toward your cock. It should thrust, it should be hard, it should breed, it should fuck. And all my images of wet, hot, needy, willing women, all my images of wet, squeezing pussies around your cock, breasts pressed against you, arms around your shoulders pulling you close, my imagery of you fucking, thrusting, has made it very difficult to truly hold out. So wrap your hand around your cock and work that shaft, but also thrust. Get in a position, whether it's up on hands and knees, or laying on your back, or sitting up, where you can thrust your cock through the circle formed by your fingers, where you can thrust against your hand again and again, until all there is fucking, thrusting, filling. I will instruct, I'll give you timing and instructions, descriptions, wet dripping orders that go right to the back of your brain and invite you to spurt at last with my voice in your ear. Spurting, squirting, coming, hot, hard, blank, losing track of everything around you to exist in the white, hot chambers of your mind instead. I will invite you to do this. Get in position. Begin to thrust. One and two, moving your hips in a rolling rhythmic pattern, where your length moves in your hand, already lubricated with your aching pre-cum, where you envision, where you feel, where you think about my words. Hot, wet, squeezing, inviting, needy sex around your hand, hot, wet, dripping, pulsing, endless need, squeezing three and four, five and six, seven and eight, stroking and pulsing, 11 and 12, moving your hips, 15 and 16, your hips thrusting, squirting and spurting, blank and deep. Come for me, come hard, hotter, deeper, further along the path toward climax. 20, 22, 24, stroking, thrusting, moving your hips, thrusting again and again into your own hand, pulsing, pumping, feeling that familiarity, thinking of wet, hot, receptive, needy pussy wrapped around your cock, pushing deep, hard, impossibly hard, rigid enough to spread and stimulate, to feel how your hilted shaft is helping you to push against all the spots that feel good. Thrust, thrust, 26, 28, 30, 32, deeper, harder, hotter, thrusting, blank, empty, deep, needing. Your cum is welling up inside your cock. It wants to spurt, squirt for me. 34, 36, 38, 42, 44, 46, again, 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 thrusting hard, fucking hard, thinking about the way you would make it feel if your rigidness were filling, spreading, squelching, empty, full, that's what you'd be giving, the pleasure, the heat wet, then cool in the open air, 50, 52, thrusting, fucking, filling, claiming, empty brain, full cock, hard, horny, hot, thrusting, blank, deep, thrust for me, fuck your own palm, but feel that wet, squeezing heat. Imagine the way it feels, think of the way it feels. My voice in your ear encouraging you along, your stud cock, particularly vulnerable to this kind of needy encouragement. Squeeze, stroke, thrust, fuck, claim, feel, blank and empty and deep, and you fill it so good. Wet, needy. My voice in your ear, this is how you want to come. This is how you want to spurt. You want to squirt with my voice encouraging you. You want to spurt with my added pleasure. With me here to help. 54, 58, 62, thrusting, fucking, deeper, higher, more and more pleasure building up toward the point, the 100% release, the final edging ache where you will go over the edge and squirt. 72, 76, 77, 78, thrust, 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 again and again into your own hand, moving your hips forcefully, firmly, maybe even eliciting that smacking sound. Your cum wants to spurt, your cock wants to fulfill its purpose. Come for me, 78, 80, 81, 82, desperate spurting, blank coming, endless, needy squirting. Do it for me. Let it out. After all, if you do it this time, it'll feel even better next time you give in. Oh, wait, I mean when you resist next time, of course. Never mind, 91, come for me. 92. Thrusting against your hand, moving your hips continuously, that constant thrusting, blank, squeezing emptiness inside your brain. You're gonna come, it's white hot and hard to think, and you're gonna squirt all over. Your cock is getting harder, harder, hotter, deeper, deeper into your own brain is the pleasure, deeper into your own body is the need, thrusting, fucking, feeling yourself, fulfilling your stud purpose, length of your cock, spurting. See the image of a wet, warm pussy wrapping around your cock. Think about that. Think about how that would feel. Think of my voice encouraging you to come, encouraging you to spurt. Let your brain go. Squirt, spurt, come, hard, hot, deep, endless pleasure is existing in your cock now. It's gonna come. It's too close and it's gone far too long, resisting, holding back. Let go. Let go. I'm right here to encourage you. Maybe you've already let go, already squirted your very mind out. It could be hard to tell if that's what you did. Drooling, spurting, blank, empty, squeezing, shivering cock. And until the next time you come back, that's all you're gonna get. The squeezing, thrusting, 92, 93, 94, come for me, 95, 96, come for me, 97, 98, and you know, 99. Feeling this much pleasure and thinking about my voice is just gonna train you to come when it's time to come. Or else you know you'll miss out. 100. Come for me, stud.